Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Finance and economics.
March 4, 1900 America, New York. Vladimir Putin's fortress Russia is crumbling. The chaos in Russian markets shows the impossibility of economic self-reliance.
Wall Street Journal Markets. March 4, 409 America, New York. Global markets fall on concerns about Ukraine. U.S. equity futures and global stock indexes fell as concerns mounted about Russia's intensifying military campaign in Ukraine.
Daily FX Market News. March 4, 348 America, New York. Euro price latest. Euro USD slumps to 1.1000. Euro GBP hits a near six-year low. The euro is under constant pressure and is now testing 1.1000 against a robust U.S. dollar. Geopolitical fears, dollar strength, and diverging monetary policies all weigh against the single currency.
BBC News Business.
March 4, 316 America, New York. Ukraine conflict. Shares fall after nuclear plant attack. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has sent shockwaves through the global financial and energy markets.
New York Times Business.
March 4, 3 o'clock America, New York. Female entrepreneurs who confront a particular kind of troll. Food companies founded by Asian American women find social media engagement with customers helps their growth, but they also face racist and sexist comments. Jing Gao, the founder and chief executive of Fly by Jing. We have no problem making fun of those people who are, you know, clearly disturbed, she said.
Marginal Revolution.
March 4, 237 America, New York. NFT markets in everything. Ukraine plans to become the first developed country to issue its own collection of non-fungible tokens, as it looks to capitalize on a flood of crypto donations to back its war against Russia.
Global Economy.
March 4, 121 America, New York, US, EU discuss latest Russia sanctions, as some call for more. NATO and EU foreign ministers meet today in Brussels.
Daily FX Market News. March 4, 1 o'clock America, New York, U.S. dollar, crude oil and gold charge up on Ukraine nuclear incident. NFPs in focus next. The U.S. dollar continued to find support after reports of a fire at a Ukraine power plant sent shivers through markets. DXY makes a new high with its trend intact.
BBC News Business.
March 4, 050 America, New York, Ukraine conflict, government to sell NFTs to fund war against Russia. The announcement comes just days after Ukraine raised more than £200 million in a sale of war bonds.
Marginal Revolution.
March 4, 049 America, New York, The Journey of Humanity. The author is Oded Galor and the subtitle is The Origins of Wealth and Inequality. The post The Journey of Humanity appeared first on Marginal Revolution.
Armstrong Economics.
March 4, 009 America, New York, Stupidity of Sanctions. Never in all my career have I ever witnessed such stupidity. While the majority are cheering the sanctions imposed on oligarchs, nobody seems to realize that what goes around, comes around.
Armstrong Economics.
March 4, 008 America, New York, The Markets and the Solution. The talks between Ukraine and Russia did not agree on a ceasefire but did agree to create safe corridors for civilians to evacuate. Both sides are clearly at fault here and it is hard to see why there is no settlement to a ceasefire.
Global Economy.
March 4, 006 America, New York. First FT. Putin vows to continue war. Plus, Trump, engaged in a criminal conspiracy, and Turkish inflation pushes past 54%.
Day Trade Review. March 3, 1948 America, New York. Validea Review. Is this stock research platform worth using? Can Validea's model portfolios help you find profitable trading opportunities? Find out by reading our in-depth Validea Review now. The post Validea Review, Is this stock research platform worth using? Appeared first on Day Trade Review.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. March 3, 1911 America, New York, hundreds of New York Times tech staffers vote to unionize. Group of some 600 employees will form largest U.S. union of tech workers with bargaining rights, News Guild says.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 3, 1825 America, New York, the first casualty in war. An old saying goes, truth is the first casualty in war. I'm not so sure. I think I've got a contender for the first casualty that's either ahead of truth or tied with truth, rule of law.
New York Times Business.
March 3, 1819 America, New York. New York Times tech workers vote to certify union. The ratification, with about 80% of ballots in favor, makes it the largest tech union in the United States with collective bargaining rights.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 3, 1812 America, New York. Shake Shack tests Bitcoin rewards to lure younger consumers. Shake Shack is offering the cryptocurrency Bitcoin as a reward for purchases made at the burger chain using Cash App, a digital wallet offered by Block Inc.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 3, 1526 America, New York. Some Russian bond trading defrosts as investors hunt for deals. Secondary market trading of Russian debt could help pensions and asset managers shed investments from the country.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 3, 1256 America, New York, Paul Cantor RIP. I don't remember meeting Professor Paul Cantor, but I read him voraciously, I admired him greatly, and I corresponded with him in the context of an upcoming collection of essays. I was shocked in learning that he died on February 26.